Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
It's high school volleyball action tonight in a Big 7 League triangular. In fact, two of the top teams in the Big 7 League. But tonight, the home team is trying to play the upset spoiler role as the Holton Wildcats host the Nemaha Central Thunder and the Hiawatha Redhawks. Good Tuesday evening, sports fans, along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman with you as we're streaming online as well through the Holton channel on Facebook and msesports.net. It'll be Holton versus Hiawatha in their first meeting of the year in our first match tonight, and then we will have Hiawatha against Nemaha Central, currently the top two teams in the Big 7, as Hiawatha's 9-0 in the Big 7 League. Nemaha Central 7-1 in the Big 7 League. And then the final game tonight will feature Holton against Nemaha Central. As mentioned, Holton trying to be the spoilers tonight. A 3-3 record for the Lady Wildcats coming in to the triangular here this evening. But, Brandon, sometimes anything can happen on any given day. And Holton at home hoping to have a little extra juice tonight to try to pull off an upset against two of the top teams in the league.
Yeah, when you're looking at conference play, I mean, obviously that's the big thing when you talk about upsets. You know, when you're playing your teams that you're familiar with, you're comfortable with, anything can happen on any given night. And we do got two of the best teams in the state here tonight with Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. So Holton knows that. Everyone here knows that. And obviously there's going to be a little bit of extra juice, and very excited to get these matches going tonight. We should see some fireworks.
First match, Holton in the Royal Blues on the far side of the court under head coach Janelle Noel. Hiawatha here on the near side in their red uniforms. Brenda Sieben-Morgan is the head coach for the Lady Redhawks. As mentioned, this is the first meeting between these two teams this season. Holton's overall record 5-15. Hiawatha is 19-2. Certainly having a bit of a surprise season, but a great season for the Lady Redhawks so far this year. So we're about set to begin with the action. I'll get you some of the players as we go on. For Hiawatha, their libero is Sutton Diller. She is a junior. Here on the back line, the libero for Holton is Cora Miller, a sophomore as well. But overall, Hiawatha has six of their top nine as seniors, a couple juniors and one sophomore. Holton, a very deep team. They'll play about 12 girls tonight, and they set up Patch on the far side. This one is dug out by the Redhawks. They set it and it's tapped over by Sarah Mattson, and Holton can't dig it out of the net. So after our first serve and point of the night, Hiawatha has the early lead. AC Patch also for Holton, Timber Wilson. Mentioned the libero, Cora Miller, who handles this serve. And it's set over the net by Macy Gross. Holton setter on the front line. Sadie Walker out there in the middle as well. As the Wildcats dig this one, they set it near side. High hit from Ren Dieters, a sophomore for the Cats. Hiawatha digs it. There's a nice block. Walker teaming up with Patch on the Wildcat stuff. Now Clara Lindstrom has to back hit it over the net for Hiawatha. Holton back sets Patch. She goes with the dink. One-handed punch by Hiawatha. They get a second tap and then across the net. And now Holton's Gross sends it to the back left corner. Lindstrom backpedals to get it. Mattson missed time the set. Has to two-hand pass it over. And now here's Dieters. And that's dug out by the Hiawatha libero Diller. Spike by Mattson blocked, but this one will go off to the left into the JB court. And Hiawatha wins the point to take a 2-0 lead. If that volley, Brandon, was anything what our night's going to be like, it's going to be a long night of some fun volleyball.
Yeah, quite sporadic, but both those teams had a couple of opportunities to get points there early on in that volley, as we see one go into the net with Holton getting their first point of the match. But then again, plenty on the line with these two teams tonight. And yeah, exactly, that last volley, if we keep it like that, we should have some fun matches here tonight.
Cora Miller will hand the ball to Bobby Haar, a senior for Holton, one of seven seniors on this Wildcat team. So Haar will serve it from the far side to the near side of the court with a 2-1 lead here for Hiawatha early on. High floating ball to the back right side, taken by Lindstrom. Hiawatha sets it over to Sarah Mattson, who puts the hammer down. Hard hit by Mattson, the 5'10 senior, a leader for this Redhawk team as they go up 3-1.
Perfectly placed, electric, downward on that hit. Just absolutely no chance for a defense there.
Serve for Hiawatha will be by Josie Delaney, a junior. It's handled by Holton, and now a spike for the Wildcats dug out as Sadie Walker couldn't put it away. Now Mattson at the net again, but this hit mistimed and into the net as Mattson misfired on that kill attempt, and Holton is within one again.
Yeah, we talk about upsets for Holton tonight with just five wins to this point. They're going to need some errors on the likes of Hiawatha to keep themselves in this, being outmatched to a certain degree, but you'll take those errors anytime you can get them if you're Holton.
Sadie Walker serves for the Cats, set short middle to Mattson, who's blocked, punches it back over, though. Gross is there. Now Patch sets it up over to Timber Wilson, who will get the kill. Hiawatha got a couple hands on it, but could not keep the ball in play as Timber Wilson for the Wildcats able to get the point. She is a junior with 63 kills. That's second on the Holton team. Their leading person in that kill department is Sadie Walker. Serving is Sadie Walker for the Wildcats as they've tied it up 3-3. Serve at the near side. Mattson is there. Now the set by Delaney and the hit into the net. Into the Red Hawk lineup on that front row is Lakin Leipold. She's a 6-foot sophomore and gets the point for the Red Hawks, who continue to lead. And it's now Leipold that will serve here for the visiting team in red. Leipold over to Wilson. Gross will bump it up. Spiked from the back row, actually pushed across by Bobby Haar. Hiawatha will set it short middle. Here's a big swing by Abby Elfner. That's down and in. Elfner, the tallest player on the court at 6'1", just a sophomore, but showing some ups there as the Redhawks lead 5-3. Serve for the Redhawks from Leipold. Barely digging it out of the back row is Haar. They set to the back row, and a nice hit by Sadie Walker. Now Mattson gets it over the right side. Lindstrom tries to dink it. Holton is there. One-handed stab, and now a back bump by Patch over the net to keep the point alive. Hiawatha back sets Lindstrom. This is hit a mile high in the air. Patch is blocked right at the net. Now Gross will send it high to the back row, and Walker's hit too far out of bounds as Sadie missed it. And boy, everything is contested. You love the aggressiveness early on by both these teams, really getting after every ball.
Yeah, and you got to credit Holton here early on. You know, despite not getting a few of these points, they have had some monster digs and saves early on and given themselves opportunities.
Let's serve the dig go across. Holton's Miller now taps it to Hiawatha's side. They set up Sarah Mattson. Nice dig in the back row by Walker. Now Walker from the back row will spike it. Mattson pops it up. Short set in the middle. Elfner again blocked this time. That time it was Amariah Allen that checked in for Holton on the front row, getting the block. And the Wildcats down at 6-4 as they get the serve.
Yeah, the big thing for Holton is not letting Hiawatha get on these rallies where they, you know, rattle off 4, 5, 6 straight points. You got to keep it at a minimum and try to go toe-for-toe with them. Holton's going to send it back over. Hiawatha having some trouble with this one, but they are able to get it barely over the front of the net. And we got a good rally going here.
Hiawatha short sets it in the middle. The dink for Elfner. Holton dug it once, but couldn't pull it out of the net. Great court vision there. Elfner at 6-1, saw an opening on the front right side, and the Redhawks get the point. They lead 7-4.
Yeah, four of the last five have been scored by Hiawatha to kind of extend this lead early on.
Patch sets it up, and the big hit here by Holton's senior, Olivia Summers, out there for the first time. Hiawatha sets Elfner. This is partially blocked. Nice dig in the back row. Walker brings it back in play, and Summers hits it across. Now Hiawatha will set it left side. Lindstrom goes up tall and puts it down low. Clara Lindstrom with the kill, and the Redhawks have it doubled up at 8-4.
Yeah, that's the second time we've seen her absolutely unload on one over the net and just putting it in a spot where Holton really has no opportunity to get it back over.
Sarah Mattson with another serve. Patch will set in the middle. Amariah Allen. This one's dug out by Mattson. And now the bump by the libero to Lindstrom. Her spike dug in the back row by Walker near the net. Holton pulls it up and trying to get it over but can't on three hits. So the Wildcats will use a timeout here as Hiawatha's got their biggest lead. It's a 9-4 score here in set one between the visiting Redhawks and the Holton Wildcats. We'll return after a 30-second timeout on the local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Captain Kirk Kilman, Justin Flickbrand, and Tadman with you. Iowatha now with their biggest lead, 9-4 against Holton in the opening set. The Red Hawks will serve it at Sarah Mattson again. Great low line drive serve. Dug out by Walker. They get the set over to Summers with the dink. First hit backwards. One-handed punch back in play and a back hit over the net by Lindstrom. Now Holton bumps it right back over. Now Iowatha returns it, and the Wildcats on the third hit will bump it across the net from Sadie Walker. Back set near side, and that one hit too far by Bailey Pierce. Pierce a senior, Lindstrom a senior, also Lake and Leipold, Sarah Mattson, and then we'll see some of Emma Bigham and Michaela Simmons, seniors for Hiawatha, here tonight as well. Substitution, as Coach Noel, even after the timeout, not happy there with the play, and going to make a couple substitutions using her libero to change the lineup. And now in for the Wildcats is Ren Dieters, a sophomore on the front with Summers. And a serve by Holton, spiked by Lindstrom. Holton is there. Summers sets it to Amariah Allen. That's hit by Mattson near the net and spiked by Lindstrom. Diving save in the back row, but the hit by Walker underneath the net. So Hiawatha gets the point, now lead 10-5.
I think a lot of the success with Hiawatha this year, and I don't think many people can argue, is just the fact of how many seniors they have with that experience. And being here for a long period of time, I'm sure that certainly helps and dictates the factor.
Peters with a spike, and that's through the block attempt of Elfner. Holton will get this point. And not only seniors, Brandon, good point, but most of these seniors for Hiawatha have been on varsity now. This is at least the third year. A couple of these girls played as freshmen in varsity volleyball and some varsity basketball, so no doubt this time has been coming for them for the last few years. Holton with the serve. Short set middle. Elfner dug out by Patch in the back row. Holton's Wilson hits it. Now it's tapped across by Miller, the libero. Hiawatha sets left side. Lindstrom tried to put the hammer down. Holton has to scramble out of bounds, trying to bring it back in play, but went into the JV court. Off the camera and the court, and Hiawatha gets the point. I'm really impressed with Hiawatha's setting. Everything looks just so crisp. It's right near the net, whether they're setting it across to a far side or in the middle, but they're getting some good attacks at the net early on. Here's a Hiawatha block. Holton pulls it out of the net. Patch, now Dieters hits it over. Back row, Elfner. The set goes to Lindstrom left. That's blocked by Summers. Now pushed across by Tim by Sadie Walker. Hiawatha will spike from the back row, and Mattson didn't get enough on it. As Sarah's hit into the net that time, and Holton back within four.
That's a difficult one to spike over when you're not quite up on the net and you're back a little ways. It's tough to get that timing right and getting enough juice on it to make it difficult for Holton on the defensive side.
Macy Gross has checked in for the Wildcats, one of their setters. She will drop back to serve. Serve to the back row middle, taken by Pierce. Back set by Delaney and the spike by Lindstrom. Hit goes a mile high for Holton. They set it up to Dieters. The sophomore partially blocked at the net. Now the set by Delaney and a little dink by Lindstrom. That's a nice sliding dig by Gross. Holton from the back row, tapped across by Wilson. Hiawatha set short middle. Big attack by Leipold. Holton digs that one. Brought back into play by Miller. And now hit over the net by Walker. Hiawatha will set it to Lindstrom. This attack blocked. Punched up though by the Redhawks. Kept alive by the libero Diller. And now over the net. Holton has to work so hard for any points. Here's Patch. And that's a dig by Mattson. Set over the net by Delaney. And a kick and the Wildcats can't keep it off the floor.
You mentioned a lot of these points. Holton working so hard to keep it alive. And then it's just devastating at times when they do make some of those big digs and those big saves. And then ultimately at the end of it, Hiawatha still ends up getting the point.
Like Hiawatha seniors that have gotten a little better and more experienced each of the last few years, so has their record improved in varsity play. Here's Macy Patch winding up, but missing just long as she got a good look on the right side, but hit it too far. And it's now Hiawatha 13 and Holton 7.
Well, prior to that, They had alternated the last 6 points. If you're Holton, that's what you're trying to do, is keeping those long, lengthy streaks alive, and Holton getting a point right there.
Great dig on the serve for the Wildcats by Miller just to give him a chance on that point. And now Holton will go to the bench and bring back in Bobby Haar. She will serve. Out goes Dieters, who played on the front line. Hiawatha leading by 5. Holton serves. Diller is there. And now the set over to Mattson, and she put a wicked spin on it and finds a hole in the back row middle to lead by 6 again, matching the largest advantage here in game one for the Redhawks.
That looked like a cut fastball at about 96 miles an hour in the major leagues. I mean, it's just downward. It's moving to one side. It's just so difficult to defend.
Delaney will serve it. Gross pops it a mile high. Mattson is there. Delaney sets it back to Sarah Mattson, who puts it through the block. Right between Patch on the front row, who is there alongside Walker. And Holton will now substitute Darcy Ashcraft. She is a junior making her first appearance. Patch goes out, so we're seeing that depth for the Wildcats. Coach Noel blessed with a lot of players that are capable of being on the varsity floor, but there's not much separation, so she's still kind of trying to find the best combinations and the right rotations out there this season. Here's a hit over the net, and Holton will win that point as Walker goes just barely over the net, but down that front line to pull Holton back within 6.
That is great vision. She's front right. That is all the way back to the front left, complete opposite side of the floor, and just found that opening and literally pinpoint accuracy to get that point.
Sadie Walker serves Sarah Mattson, and she took out the line judge. It hit her leg. She was standing out of bounds, so she was able to raise the red flag, an easy call, and Holton is back within a handful here at 15-10. Walker serves again, and it's a good one. Diller with the dig. Delaney sets and putting on the brakes, now pumped over the net by Pierce, but out of bounds as one of the few kind of missed hits we've seen by Hiawatha coming there to pull Holton within 4.
Yeah, Holton's got a little bit of momentum now. 3 straight points for the last 6, and just slowly inching away and getting a little bit closer as we move on.
Nice dig by Walker. Served it, but it went over the net. Now Walker has to dig it again. Tapped across by Ashcraft. Hiawatha sets Lindstrom over to Mattson, who put on the brakes and then went up and hammered it home. And Hiawatha leads at 16-11 here in game one.
Yeah, Mattson has been the benefactor for the last 3, getting set up beautifully by her teammates and just finishing.
Dig by Holton. Haar now hit by Walker. Dug by Hiawatha. Punched over the net by Timber Wilson of the Cats. Hiawatha sets Elfner. Another nice dig in the back row by Gross, but it went over the net. Elfner couldn't hammer it down. Now Gross sets it up near side Wilson. Timber got it through the block. Ricocheted off a Red Hawk and down on the back line. But Holton can't seem to get much closer than 4 points here, Brandon, at 16-12.
Yeah, early on it was 3-3, and then we saw a stretch where Hiawatha went 7 of the next 8 points. But really since then, Holton's been doing a little bit better of kind of being a little bit more consistent with their sets and their spikes, and they had some stretches here where they're slowly creeping back in, and you mentioned that 3-4 range is about the max they've been to this point. Let's see if they can get another point or two to get a little bit closer.
Patch serves, and what a hit by Elfner. Abby, the 6'1 sophomore with the vertical leap, some athletic ability in that 6'1 frame, and wins the point for the Redhawks.
Well, you can't teach size, and she's got good length up front, and that's just so much to deal with when you're looking at Holton, and you got to see 6-1 at the front of the net.
Set to the left, Lindstrom with the punch. Holton digs it out, now set it up for Wilson, tries to push it to the front left. Lindstrom there to save it. Delaney back sets. There's Pierce. That's through the block. Bailey Pierce. And Hiawatha now back up 18-12. A second timeout will be called in this first game, taken by Coach Noel, as Hiawatha leads 18-12. And we'll be back in half a minute on the Holton Channel and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we never stop learning. And over 120 years, we have never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Everest and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Dustin Flick, Brandon Tadman back with you. Holton High School, Big 7 League Triangular. Three coaches that have become great friends. Long-tenured Jessica Cook for Nemaha Central. Janelle Noel, who has some Nemaha County blood in her. And also for Hiawatha, Brenda Sieben-Morgan, all competing here today. Out of the timeout by Holton, Hiawatha serves, and they set up Elfner. Holton with two hits, and now a third that'll get across the net from Timber Wilson. Set by Delaney. Near side, Lindstrom tried to go down the line. Diving saved by Holton with one hand, and it's bumped over by Wilson. Holton saved the point there. Here's the near side hit by Pierce into the net, and the Wildcats rewarded with that timing. One hand save in the back row. They get the point. It's 18-13.
That might have been the best individual play we have seen to this point, saving that. And the best part about it for Holton, they end up getting the point. We've seen some great digs, some great saves from them early on in the match, but ultimately it ended up in a Hiawatha point. So for them to earn that point really says a lot, and you could tell by the way their fans reacted.
And here's a miss hit, bit too far and out wide right. Clara Lindstrom missed that, and Holton is again within four. We've said this a few times, the last of which was 15-11. Now it's 18-14. Can the Cats get any closer? The set to the back row, Matson, and it's dug out by Sadie Walker. Patch sets it up close. Ren Dieters hits it across. JV volleyball not in the way. Here's a dink by Elfner. Holton digs it out. And played across by Summers. Matson up the court, Delaney. Left side, Lindstrom. Partially blocked, but Wilson is there. Now Patch near the net. Dieters hits it across. Diller's got it in the back row. Short set, Delaney. Elfner, that's dug, but hit backwards. Holton scrambles again, brings it back and play with one hand. Great hustle by Walker. Now Hiawatha, short set middle, and that's down by Elfner. Another great job by Holton just to save the point. But as you just mentioned, Brandon, even when they save it like that time, Hiawatha still gets the point.
Man, that's just backbreaking. When you're getting close, when you're chipping away against a team like Hiawatha, who's a top three team in the state, you can't, you know, have those plays go against you. And we see right there one going to the net, so Holton getting a freebie back. But, man, it's been like that all night, Justin. And, you know, we still got a little bit of time left in this first one, and Holton's going to have to check up and get a rally going and get a few points here. But four's kind of been that magical number. Haven't really been much closer than four throughout the course of this first match.
Hiawatha handling the serve. We'll set it left side to Lindstrom, and there's a spike down and in. Claire Lindstrom second on the team, 116 kills coming into tonight. The Redhawks are led by Sarah Matson, the senior, with 186 kills, and that is in 20 games for the Redhawks so far this year. 20-15, Hiawatha leading Holton here in game one. Set over to Dieters. And that's down. Not a great hit that time, as a little indecision proved costly. Moving over in front of it was Bailey Pierce, but unable to keep it alive. And Holton again down four, 20-16. Macy Gross, and she will serve. Deep to Diller. Delaney back sets. Here's Lindstrom from the right side. That's partially blocked. Kept alive by the libero, Miller. Now a hard spike, and it's down in front of the block. Lincoln Michael says, I can't believe it. Thought I was close enough to the net. How did that one hit my hands and fall down in front of me? And Holton is within three. 20-17 as Gross serves it again. Matson in the back row, up the court to Delaney. Back set over to Lindstrom. Struggles to get there in time, but puts it down as she goes cross court from right to left. And now 21-17, Hiawatha with the advantage.
Yeah, that's a big point. That was the first time that Holton had been within three since it was 6-4 early on, but then we saw that trend at four. It was 15-11, it was 16-12, it was 18-14, it was 19-15. That's been the magic number, I guess, for Hiawatha, but now it's back to four at 21-17.
Served by Lindstrom. Here's Holton's back set to Sadie Walker, and that's blocked and back in on the back row. Hiawatha gets the stuff. So Claire Lindstrom, one of those girls that throws it a mile high and then runs up and jumps and hits it with the serve. Probably can't see it on the camera as she starts out off the camera and comes flying into your screen from the bottom. Claire Lindstrom leads Hiawatha with 42 aces this season. She's got her Hiawatha team up at five. Took a little bit off that serve, but she's bumped right back over the net. Sarah Matson says, thank you very much, as she spanks it back down, and the Redhawks are 2 points away from taking game one.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls that have contributed for both sides, but I think when you look at Madsen, what she's done here in the first set, how many kills she has had, and just the force behind them, she has certainly been a big factor in this one.
Sliding save by Walker, back set, and a hard hit, but out. Missing wide right is Ren Dieters, and now it's game point for Hiawatha here at 24-17. Lindstrom will try to serve it out. Yeah, with either Lindstrom or Mattson, one of those two girls, it seems like, on that front row. Iwop has been getting a lot of attacks at the net. Here's Patch pushing it across for Holton. Set in the middle, Lake and Leipold. That's blocked. Now Mattson hits it over. Hit back over by Holton, Sadie Walker. Delaney sets up Sarah Mattson again. Wow! Just punched the air right out of the volleyball. Sarah Mattson, 25-17. Hiawatha victorious over Holton here in game number one. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with more Big 7 League Volleyball after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single-topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Welcome back to Holton High School Big 7 League Volleyball tonight. Hiawatha and Nemaw Central currently sitting 1-2 in the Big 7 League standings. They will meet for a second time this season as Hiawatha beat Nemaw Central early in this fall campaign. That'll be our match coming up after this one. But we move to game number two in the Hiawatha versus Holton matchup. Wildcats stay on the far side in the Royal Blue. They used two timeouts in the first game, and as close as Holton got was 20-17 before Hiawatha ended the match with a 25-17 victory. I should say ended the set. And now Hiawatha with the Road Reds. Coach Stephen Morgan, the final set of instructions as she pushes her libero Sutton Diller back onto the floor. And this Hiawatha team, super impressive, Brandon. This is only about the third different high school varsity volleyball that I've watched or broadcasted this season, but Hiawatha is as good as any team I've seen. They just don't make hardly any errors. They get a set and an attack almost every single time it's on their side of the court. And just a pretty scrappy team that appears to have some really good chemistry.
Yeah, the senior leadership and the communication from what I noticed in that first match, you hear them talking down there, and I think that's just so clutch in this game. And that's a reason, many reasons, why, of course, they're currently number three in the state and sitting at 19-2 overall.
Little tank by Holton that will give the Wildcats the first point. Holton unable to take a lead at any point during the first game, right, Brandon? They got 2-1 and 3-2, but never tied it or took the lead?
Yeah, it was 3-3 early in that first one, but after that, 6-4 was about as close as they got, and then, again, 4 was kind of that magic number throughout the course of the match.
Sadie Walker will give the Wildcats a 2-0 lead as the Holton southpaw was rejected, but it went out of bounds off to the left side. So Holton ahead 2-0 here in game two.
Got to limit those mistakes, those unforced errors that we saw a couple of times in that first one, and when you can get those freebies, you certainly can, like right there. Just an error on the side of Hiawatha, and Holton gaining some momentum here early in match number two.
Hiawatha's spike was wide left and deep, so Holton leads 3-0. And Macy Gross will continue to serve. Holton senior, the state wrestler. Hiawatha sets Lindstrom, and that is just out. Little indecision there by the back line judge, but I think the right call. And Clara Lindstrom and the Red Hawks struggling on their initial few hits here in set number two after winning the opening match, or the opening game, 25-17. Hiawatha digs this one out near the net, and the set for Leipold. It went dink. Holton punches it up twice and across. Leipold hits it high. Delaney at the net, battling with Dieters. Holton can't bring it back in play as Dieters pulled it out of the net, but the hit off to the Holton bench, and now it's 4-1. A 4-0 start for Holton. We'll see how Hiawatha plays without the lead here for a little bit for the first time tonight. Lindstrom back to serve, and a good one. Sadie Walker handles it. Gross sets it up over to Patch. That's blocked. Stays on Hiawatha's side. Hiawatha back to the net. Now bumped over by Leipold. Gross in the back row. The set by Patch in the middle. Sadie Walker tried to place it down, but the Red Hawks dig it. Left side, Mattson. Sarah back row. One-hand punch up in the air by the Holton libero. Nice save by Miller. Now the spike barely across the net by Dieters for the Cats. Here's Hiawatha over to Mattson left. That's blocked but out of bounds. Stays on Holton's side. And now two straight points for the Red Hawks. It's 4-2.
Yeah, there was an opportunity there for Holton to get that point when they had that battle right at the front of the net, but it's funny in this game sometimes, the bounces that you get and, you know, some of the things that certainly happen. It's a game of skill, but certainly the ball's got to fall your way sometimes.
Sarah Mattson with an impressive hit. Gross got in front of it down on a knee, but couldn't keep it in play. So three straight points for Hiawatha. And Holton's 4-0 lead is now just a point at 4-3. Continuing to serve is Clara Lindstrom, who served out the game number one win. And now serving four times here in game two. This one dug by Diller. Delaney back sets. Leipold went around the setter, but she was blocked at the net by Walker and the Cats. Mattson winds up. That one is out as Sarah Mattson just missing wide right. And Hiawatha's had as many misses here in set two already, Brandon, on the attacks as they did pretty much all of game one, it seems like.
Yeah, it seemed like they really couldn't miss in that first match. And we've seen a few unforced errors. You know, just the opportunities to get the kills and get the points, but just not keeping them in play. I'm sure a team like Hiawatha here understands the position that they're in, and sure they'll try to get that mistake corrected or mistakes corrected.
Cora Miller serves. She also digs it out. Now it's sent over the net by Gross, and that time Hiawatha not prepared. Coach Stephen Morgan very upset as Hiawatha allowed the second hit, a little soft touch pass across to fall on their side. It's Holton 6 and Hiawatha 3.
Yeah, a little hesitation there. That was a nice kind of fake there to kind of get the Red Hawks on the back of their heels and then just dumping it in the middle where no one was available.
Well, Hiawatha with another error starting in the back row on the hit by Sutton Diller and sliding save by Delaney, but they couldn't get it across. So Holton now up by 4 again. And another serve by Miller coming with the libero black jersey on, white numerals from the back middle. She'll hit it to the back middle on this side, Diller. Delaney sets Leipold, has to two-hand push it across. Miller's there near the net. Gross bumps it up. Here's a big windup by Walker. Nice diving save by Lindstrom. Now Sarah Mattson hits it. Holton is there. They set Gross near side. Little tap by Timber Wilson is blocked. Pushed across by Patch. Hiawatha sets it to Mattson again. That's blocked. Lindstrom keeps it alive. Delaney back to Sarah Mattson again, this time through the block. Down and in. And, we have a net violation on that hit. They said Sarah Mattson making connection with the net. So is it 8-3? Is that right?
8-3 after that.
Biggest lead for Holton. You're in game number two. Miller to serve it again for the Cats. To the right side, Lindstrom. Delaney struggling to get there, and it falls. Well, the second hit normally belongs to Delaney, but that time I think she thought Sutton Diller was going to get it. There was hesitation, and it cost him. And now a timeout, the first one taken by the Red Hawks here in game two. We'll take it as well. Hiawatha winning the first game 25-17, but in set two, it's Holton 9 and the Red Hawks 3 here on KNZA.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
The momentum has shifted in game number two. Holton leading 9-3 over Hiawatha. Out of a Red Hawk timeout, we continue play. Holton on the third hit will push it to the right side. Now Delaney sets it across, and Holton is not there. So the timeout working to stop the momentum for a moment at least, as it's Holton 9 and Hiawatha 4.
Well, it's been a game of runs here in match number two. Holton the 4-0 lead to start. Hiawatha then three straight, and after that, Holton went five straight before that point for the Red Hawks.
Justin Sluk alongside Brandon Tadman with you here on the broadcast, and a big hit by Sadie Walker. She gets an impressive kill there. One of the few times Holton's been able to deliver an attack that the Red Hawks haven't been able to get a hand on or try to keep in play.
Yeah, they seem to have just a little more pep in their step here in the second match. You get that early momentum with a few points to start, and it just kind of trickles down to the rest of the team, and you see it right now.
Mattson with the kill here is the dig in the back row by Walker, bumped onto the JV court wide left. So it's 10-5 as Hiawatha will substitute. It'll be Lake and Leipold back to serve. Hiawatha took the first game again by a 25-17 count, but Holton leading early by as many as six here in the second set. Gross scrambles over to get it. From the back row, Miller will hit it across. Mattson now Delaney. Back to Sarah. Left side. That's blocked. But down in front of Macy Patch, who was there with Amariah Allen for the catch. And now it's a little bit closer at 10-6. Leipold serving from the left corner. Sends it across to Sadie Walker. Gross sets it a mile high. Timber Wilson goes up, but it's blocked at the net. Kept alive by Miller, and now pushed across by Patch. Popped up by Elfner. Over to Mattson they go, and a dig in the back row by Miller. Very nice. Two-hand push pass across by Gross. Delaney sets it short in the middle. Elfner winds up. Gross digs it again. This set by Miller up to the net. Punched across by Patch. Holton by four currently. Hiawatha gets it to Mattson, and a missed hit. That one didn't look pretty at all as it hit the antenna. It didn't have a chance on the left side of the floor.
Yeah, it just looked like it came off the hand of just not quite a clean hit and went to the left side of the antenna that stuck up there. And another point for Holton. They're keeping Hiawatha kind of at arm's length right now.
Served by Macy Patch. Back set to Mattson. Dug out nicely by Walker. Hit a mile high. Patch now back bumped over the net by Miller. Hiawatha will set it in the middle for Elfner. That's blocked right back to the Red Hawks. One handed keep alive by Lindstrom. Now the hit by Mattson. And that was kind of a changeup. A couple times Sarah Mattson's hit it, and it's like a curveball or something that comes off her fist there. That one had some rotation and falls on the Holton side.
Nothing wrong throwing in a little bit of finesse along with the power as well. We've seen it a few times here in this first match and a half.
It's 11-7. Holton still leading in game two. Here's Olivia Summers. That's blocked. Summers bumps it up. Miller hits it a mile high. Summers back bumps over the net. Mattson goes over to get it. Delaney, the jump set in the middle. Elfner tried to dink it, hit the net, rolled on the tape, and then fell down on Holton's side as Elfner goes change up for the point, and the Red Hawks are within three.
After the slow starts and five straight for Holton to make it 9-3 at one point, we've seen Hiawatha slowly chipping away. They've earned four of the last five.
Nice spike by Timber Wilson, who will get the kill. From the front left side, Wilson able to put one away, and it's Holton 12, Hiawatha 8 here in the second set. Nemaha Central and Hiawatha coming up next, then Holton and the Thunder to conclude the night. Hiawatha sets Lindstrom down the line, bumped up high, hit the Raptors, and another point for the Red Hawks. They're within three. Bailey Pierce will serve again for the visitors. Hiawatha using a seven-player rotation. Great serve there by Lindstrom, barely over the net. Here's the set to Dieters. Can't put it away. Mattson Now this set by Delaney. Elfner, a little changeup. Popped up by Summers. Patch gets it over to Dieters. Wren goes up high and can't put it away. Delaney scrambles to the back row. Gets it up front to Lindstrom. That was partially blocked. Holton now back sets. Here's Summers again. That's dug out by the libero Diller. Over to Lindstrom. There's spike too far. It's deep and out of play. And then Holton gets the point 13-9. Getting some of those points that the Cats weren't able to get in game number one.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it just seems like a little bit of a shift of momentum. And sometimes all it takes is just to kind of reset and get to the next match. For as hard as Holton had to work in the first match to ultimately not even earn points, it seems to be flipped a little bit here in the second match.
Holton with the serve. Elfner, great court vision there. She caught hard, not quite ready on that front right side, able to tap it down in front of her. I mentioned Hiawatha, seven-player rotation. They used the libero, but only one player. Four girls at least that stay out there and play all the way around for this Hiawatha team. Hiawatha down three. Leipold in the middle, blocked by Sadie Walker. Now at the net, Walker and Leipold both went up, and it's on Hiawatha's side. So the Wildcats up four here at 14-10. Boy, three was as close as Hiawatha's been in quite a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was 4-0, then Hiawatha got it to 4-3, and that's when Holton rattled off five straight to make it 9-3. And then at that point, we really haven't seen Holton within more than 3 points at this point.
Matson back row spike for Hiawatha, set over the net by Sadie Gross. Hiawatha gets it up to Lindstrom, tried to force it over the net, got some help. Here's a little dink by Dieters of the Cats. Matson back sets it over to Lindstrom, spike down and in. What a nice little back set there by Matson, and that's why these girls play all the way around. Sarah Matson, who's been impressive on the front line spiking the balls we've talked about, that time with a nice little running back set.
Depth is key, obviously, but at the end of the day, if you only have seven, they got to be your seven best, and I think that's the case for Hiawatha.
Sadie Walker gets a kill here for the Wildcats. Makes it 15-11. Hiawatha never trailed in game one. Holton has not trailed here in set two. Timber Wilson back in. She'll play the front row. Serving for the Cats when they got on a run earlier was Cora Miller. The libero is back there to serve it again here. Serve, not a great hit by Diller, but popped up by Delaney. Leipold punches it down the line, and it hit that back right corner just barely on the hit by Leipold. And Hiawatha, the chance to get even closer than a field goal here with the serve down 15-12.
Crazy to think we've alternated the last 9 points here in this second set, and seems like when it's Hiawatha getting that point, Holton's getting it right back. So, again, they're keeping it that 3 or 4 range, but still plenty of time for both teams.
Spike blocked out of bounds, or did it go over the net? Sadie Walker thought it went over the net and was blocked out of bounds, but actually they say it was 4 hits. They say Walker's attack there never cleared the net, and so a point for Hiawatha. The Redhawks are within 2 here. Josie Delaney serving it again. Boy, she is a fantastic setter. Gross will set it up for the Cats. Over to Timber Wilson. Back to the right corner. Nobody deep for Holton. As off the block, the Redhawks get that point and are now down only 1. And that'll lead to a timeout by Coach Janelle Noel. Holton's first timeout in set 2. They still lead, but only by 1. It's 15-14. We're back in half a minute on the Holton Channel on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
High school volleyball here on KNZA tonight with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman. Also, Kyler Catherine's helping us out as we're streaming online with live audio and video on the Holton Channel. You can search the Holton Channel on Facebook or visit mscsports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Holton Channel. Only thing we weren't able to get quite working right tonight was the scoreboard on that channel. We'll work on that during the next game. Here's a spike by Holton out of a Wildcat timeout. Sadie Walker puts one away for the Wildcats. And I don't know what happened to the scoreboard, but that is not right. It says 1-0. help them out, Brandon.
It is 16-14, Holton. And I was going to mention right before that, it's obviously a key point. You know, Hiawatha got that momentum back to one. It's kind of getting to that crunch time. If you're Holton, when you have this opportunity to take this second set, you got to take advantage.
Hiawatha gets the point. They are back within one as the scoreboard malfunctions continue here. Not that those of you viewing at home know or are able to see that. Leipold serving for Hiawatha. They trail by one. Timber Wilson handles it. Macy Gross hits it. Spiked from the back row by Sadie Walker. And just barely out. Just missed it, says line judge Erica Allen. And now we're tied up, right?
Yeah, 16-16. And I think the people working the scores table are now kind of realizing the issue. I think now they're finally stopping play for a second to see if they can get that resolved. But it is 16-16, and it is, you know, a key point in this second match. If you're Holton, you would kind of control the pace and kind of the score for the most part. You had Hiawatha at arm's length for a majority of the first half, and then, of course, Hiawatha, as good as they are, they just slowly get their way back into it, and all of a sudden, they got it back tied. So it's, you want to put it like this, it's 0-0 first to, you know, 9 points, I guess, at this point. Obviously, you got to win by two, but it's basically a 0-0 match moving forward, and you need nine to take it. Now we're good.
Got the scoreboard fixed, Jep, 16-16. Serving again is Lake and Leipold here on the back left side. Still a little bit of confusion, apparently, on something maybe other than the score. Hiawatha won the first set 25-17, so they're trying to take it in two. But Holton has led throughout the second game.
Yeah, it was 9-3 Holton early, but since then it's been 13-7 Hiawatha. So slowly working their way back, and now they've had a stretch where they've scored five of the last six to get this back to a tie ball game.
Not for sure what the delay or the communication is at the scores table right now, as one of the referees that's on the floor over visiting both head coaches at the ends of the scores table as well.
I think they're just double checking to make sure it's 16-16, because they win a few points after the scoreboard malfunction, so I think they might be reviewing maybe or going back through. I'm not exactly 100% sure, but you have the other referee down there at the scores table, and they're checking with the coaches too. I think they're just confirming that it is 16-16, and that's what we have up here as well. So I think they're just double checking just to be sure.
The next couple of evenings, our area football locker room chats will continue. Remember, every Wednesday and Thursday night starting at 5:30, get your thoughts and comments from varsity head football coaches in Northeast Kansas. Also posted online at mscsports.net, but the coaches' shows, locker room chats, on Kansaland Radio tomorrow and Thursday night starting at 5:30. Another busy week of high school football. This Friday night, Holton will be at Royal Valley on the Holton Channel. And, Brandon, you got a great matchup on 92.1 Friday night.
I'm looking forward to this one. Maybe the two best – I mean, at this point, you could argue maybe the two best teams in eight-man D2 right now, the way Frankfurt's played, and obviously Axtell, who's now number one in a lot of these publications after their win over previously number one in the defending state champs in Hanover. So we got Axtell hosting Frankfurt on Friday night. That'll be on KMZA. And, of course, I get to talk to both of these coaches tomorrow for the coaches' shows, locker room chats. So I am very intrigued to see how these two coaches feel about each other going into this one. And, obviously, both these teams are pretty run heavy, stout defensively. And obviously a huge one with inside the TVL as well, with both teams sitting at 2-0, or correction, 4-0. But obviously it's a big district matchup as well. So, yeah, this is by far and away the most excited I've probably been for the games that we've gotten to this point, and it's going to be a real good one on Friday night on KMZA.
Big district game in Class 1A as well this Friday on 103.9. It'll be Jackson Heights against Troy, and a big rivalry game on CARE 93.7 Friday night, as it'll be Marhill Mount Academy against ACCHS. That's on CARE 93.7, our sister station. So a great lineup of high school football week number 5 and all district play on the MSC Sports Radio Network. They are still meeting and discussing things at the scores table.
Well, I will say this while we have another minute or two. One, it's hard to believe we're at week five of high school football. We only have a couple more volleyball broadcasts left. We have grinded through this fall schedule, and it just seems like it always goes so quickly when it gets going. And obviously, like when you're talking about football, we're in district play now. That's the most important aspect. You know, you obviously are competing for your league titles, but district determines postseason play. And, you know, volleyball, they're on the latter half of their seasons as well. So it continues to go by quickly, and it looks like we have finally resolved the issue. And yes, it is 16-16.
Lake and Leipold will serve. Hiawatha from the near side, and it hit the net. Boy, can't hardly blame Lake and Leipold for that error. I mean, she had a 5-minute standstill on the court.
That's tough because
mental check.
But Hiawatha, again, had scored 5 of the last 6. Then you stop play for 5 minutes. One play like that swings the motion back over to Holton. So see if they can take advantage.
Macy Patch serves. Back set Delaney. Sarah Mattson partially blocked. Dug out by a Walker. Now the set from Patch up ahead to Wilson. Goes across the court, but Lindstrom with the dig. Delaney sets Mattson. Sarah with an impressive up-down as she ties this again at 17.
It's taken her a little bit to kind of get going in this second match, but she was an absolute force in the first matchup, and obviously she's going to be a real key down the stretch.
Olsen brings this one back in play, and nope, they couldn't quite bring it back in play. So Mattson, who Brandon was just referring to, served that point. Hiawatha's now got their first lead at 18-17, and Sarah Mattson will serve it again.
This is where good teams take control and see if Hiawatha, after trailing the majority of this set, can take advantage of getting this lead.
Popped over the net, but out of bounds. Just barely missed there by Olivia Summers. Mattson will serve again, and Hiawatha's up 19-17. Both coaches have taken one timeout here in the second set. Patch sets it back row, it across. Lindstrom is there. Delaney with the jump set. Elfner hit a mile high by Walker. Gets caught and bounces off the basketball goal, but back in play. And now hit over the net for Holton by Miller. And a JV ball came across, and they're going to redo this point. A 19-17 Hiawatha by 2.
It almost shocks me that the ball from the JV court doesn't come over and affect the varsity court more often. Like, it seems like that should happen more. I saw earlier in this match, one had rolled over when it was on Holton's side, and the back line just kind of kicked it away and kept going.
So the reserve here by Mattson. Summers tries to push it across. Delaney back to Clara Lindstrom. That's blocked. Holton is there with Patch behind the block. The set goes over to Timber Wilson. A little two-handed dink pass, and that will fall on Hiawatha's side. Timber Wilson saw an opening, took advantage, pulls the Wildcats within one. 19-18, Timber Wilson to serve. Wilson brings it to the near side. Diller hits it. Now Delaney short sets. Lindstrom over to Elfner for the kill. 20-18. Now, with Lindstrom and Mattson and Elfner, those are three girls that can just hammer the heck out of the volleyball up that net.
I think Holton's making them work a little bit harder here in this second set compared to the first one. It's not coming as easy. And certainly still, you know, still plenty of time with it only being 2 now, back to 1. That one's in.
Dieters on a ball that Hiawatha thought was going to be out just inside the back left corner. So Ren Dieters credited with that point as Holton down 20-19. In the serve, it'll be Haar, Bobby Haar, one of the 7 Holton seniors. They've played at least 11, maybe, yeah, only 11 tonight that Holton has played so far. I don't think Taylor Moore has been in yet. She would be the 12th, another senior. Holton bringing this ball back in play. Now Miller hits it a mile high to the back row. Diller retreats to get it. Delaney sets it over to Lindstrom. That's dug, but pushed right back near the net, and Holton can't pull it out of there as the lift was called against the Wildcats. And now Hiawatha leads 21-19. And a timeout.
Yeah, I'd say it's crunch time now for both of these teams. If Holton wants to extend this to a third set, let's see what's going to happen here after another timeout.
We'll take the break. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Brandon Chapman back with you. Thanks to Kyle Catherine's, Kurt Kilman. Well, that's a lot of K's, huh? Our Catherine's and Kurt Kilman are engineers on the Holton Channel and here on KNZA. Feel kind of left out not having a K in my name, Brandon.
I don't either, so... Never really thought about that.
21-19 is our score. Here's what we have to think about. Hiawatha won the first set 25-17. They trailed most of this second game, but tied it at 16, and now taking the lead late out of a Wildcat timeout. The bump goes over the net. Now Hiawatha will get it set up over to Lindstrom on the left. That's dug by Harbutt towards the Holton bench, and the Redhawks are within 3 points of a sweep here and winning the match. 22-19. Elfner will serve for Hiawatha. Hits it to Walker. Summers over to Dieters. Lindstrom digs it. Delaney sets it. Back to Clara. That's partially blocked. Dug by Miller in the back row. Patch over to Dieters. Ren again. Change up. Partially blocked. Popped up. Brought back in play. Third hit. Pushed across by Sarah Mattson. Pushed back to the net by Haar. Now Holton sets up Walker. That's a dink. Dug out by Hiawatha. They push it to Lindstrom on the left. Her spike. Dug in the back row. Holton gets it to the front right. Dieters again. It can't put it away. Hiawatha will set short middle. Delaney to Leipold. Dug by the Wildcats. And they get it to Summers, and the JV ball comes in play. Well, there you talked about it. That happened a ton, and we get it. It has to be even more frustrating after a lengthy volley like that one.
Well, in a key moment here, I mean, it's 22-19, and who knows who would have ended up at that point right there, but it could be the other team getting the point after the stoppage.
We'll never know. Summers sets this one in the middle, and the spike by Walker. Nice job by Leipold here in the back middle. Now on the line, that's down and in. It's Clara Lindstrom, and Hiawatha's biggest lead as they're on a run late, now up 23-19.
Yeah, absolutely no chance. I mean, you couldn't stand over that spot in the back corner and drop the ball and even be closer than where she put that one. Just, again, million-dollar move. Absolutely put it in the right spot. No chance for Holton there.
Elfner serves again. Now hit across by Leipold. Holton sets to the back row. Miller hits it across. Now Delaney to the front left. It's Lindstrom again. This one, Holton got a piece of it at the net. And they'll set it in the middle for Sadie Walker. It goes wide left. It's out. And it's game point, match point. A few of those coming up here for the Redhawks. 24-19. They come from behind win. They were down 4-0. They trailed 9-3. And now Hiawatha tried to put it away. 2-0. Dieters hits it to Elfner. Scrambling save by Delaney over to Lindstrom. Dug out by Miller for the Cats. They'll get it a mile high. Dieters again. Change up. Block, though. Blake and Leipold says not here today. 25-19, the final score in game number two. A quick programming note, we're going to take down the live video feed online on Facebook, the Holton Channel, and on MSCSports.net. We're going to try to reboot the computer, try to get the scoreboard working. Audio and video all working for the stream online, but not the scoreboard and the sponsorship ads. So we're going to shut all that down, try to get it back up and going again here in a few minutes. We'll come back with some post-game. We'll wrap up the Holton-Hiawatha match. As the Redhawks win it 2-0, our scores tonight, 25-17 and 25-19. Hiawatha-Nemaw Central will be set to play the second match here coming up this evening. So we'll be back in a couple minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
...103.9 KNZA.
Little Big Seven League Volleyball for your Tuesday evening enjoyment. Back here at Holton High School, where our second match will feature Hiawatha against Nemaw Central. It's a big one. Couple of state-ranked teams, the two top teams in the Big Seven League standings. And that'll be coming up. But wrapping up the Hiawatha win over Holton, the scores were 25-17 and 25-19. Hiawatha really never trailed in game number one. They got out to a 9-4 lead. Holton got as close as three late, 20-17, before the final 5 points were won by the Redhawks, who with this victory here tonight improved their record to 20 wins against only two losses all season. It was a come-from-behind set-two victory for Coach Stephen Morgan's team as Holton led 4-0 and again stretched the lead out 9-3. The first time the Hawks were able to tie it up was at 16-all. We had a lengthy delay, and then they took the lead for good and able to pull away late for a 25-19 set-two comeback victory. Brandon, your thoughts as we wrap up that first match tonight?
Yeah, Hiawatha, it seemed like in the first match, really just kind of kept the tempo up and really controlled the pace, and it seemed like they really couldn't miss. There was a lot of times Holton had to work so hard, you know, to keep volleys alive, and then ultimately, more times than not, they still weren't able to get the point out of it, so Redhawks were able to just kind of keep control. But that certainly wasn't the case in that second match. Holton got out to a 4-0 lead. They led 9-3, really kind of kept it at arm's length until about the halfway point. You know, you mentioned that pause in the action when it was 16-16, but 14 of the last 19 points were scored by Hiawatha, so they certainly were able to kind of dictate the latter portion of the second match and really kind of took control down the stretch to get the sweep and get the victory.
So we'll step away here for about 15 minutes or so, and we'll get set for Hiawatha. Nemaw Central, again, taking the live video stream down, but we hope to get it back up and rolling for Hiawatha, Nemaw Central, as well as Holton and Nemaw Central later tonight. Should be a great match coming up. It'll be 20-2 Hiawatha against 22-3 Nemaw Central. The one difference in the win-loss column is game one for the teams earlier this season, as it was a victory for Hiawatha over Nemaw Central early in the campaign, and so Nemaw Central out for revenge, I guess, if you will, here coming into this match tonight. So we'll step away. Kirk Kilman will take control for 15 minutes or so. We'll work on the video and be back with more live audio broadcasting Big Seven League Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.